The Interpretation of Pharaoh's Dream. Said Joseph, God hath showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. There were to be 7 years of great plenty. Field and garden would yield more abundantly than ever before. And this period was to be followed by 7 years of famine. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of that famine following, for it shall be very grievous. Now therefore, he continued, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine. The interpretation was reasonable and consistent. The policy it recommended was sound and shrewd. But who was to be entrusted with the execution of the plan? Upon the wisdom of this choice depended the nation's preservation. For some time the matter of the appointment was under consideration. Through the chief butler the monarch had learned of the wisdom and prudence displayed by Joseph in the management of the prison. It was evident that he possessed administrative ability in a preeminent degree. In all the realm, Joseph was the only man gifted with wisdom to point out the danger that threatened the kingdom and the preparation necessary to meet it. There were none among the king's officers of state so well qualified to conduct the affairs of the nation at this crisis. Can we find such a one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? Said the king to his counselors.